verde monte adentro, no se puede respirar.
That's Bad Bunny's song, Lo Que Le Pasó a Hawaii. It translates to What Happened to Hawaii. Many locals say it highlights stark similarities and is a reminder of the island's colonial past. Daniel Kawilamahi is a native Hawaiian artist. He interpreted the song as Bad Bunny protecting his homeland by taking a political stance against statehood. Puerto Rico became a U.S. territory in 1898. 6 years after the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom, Mahi underscored that Native Hawaiian musicians have been raising issues of over-tourism and sovereignty rights. These artists include, but are not limited to, Sudden Rush and Rada Is.
Just for a day, our king and queen would visit all these islands and saw everything. How would they feel about the changes of our land?
Part of this broader conversation is how Kanaka Maoli and Latino culture have been in conversation through music since Paniolo came to Hawaii, and our sounds have influenced each other for a lot longer than people think.
Angel Santiago Cruz is a 69-year-old Puerto Rican who has lived in Hawaii for about 40 years. He joined the U.S. Army with a guarantee to be stationed in Hawaii. He wanted to see what statehood looks like.
What are you going to lose?
One lyric that stood out to him was to never forget the lelolai. Santiago Cruz says it's an expression from the jíbaro, which is a person who is connected to the land.
When the Hawaiians say ea, that's an expression from New Hawaiianness, that's connection to the island. Ea is pride, it's everything. Lelolai is the same.
For National Native News, I'm Cassie Ordonio.